What up, everybody? Welcome to the WNBA show brought to you by 265 Media. I'm Daniel Artes. I got my co-host, Big Game K-Dot, with me. We are talking the top 25 WNBA players of all time, the greatest. All right, and we finally made it, K-Dot. Man, we at the end. We are at the top five. All right, so with that being said, K-Dot, are you ready to you know, blurt it out, these top five players, man? Ready? What's up, man?
yeah. What up, what it is, what's popping? I am ready to go. Top five is an amazing top five, first off. And yeah, I can't wait for us to dive right into it and talk about it. Like, it's going to be amazing. Again, you know, make sure you follow us, you know, on Twitter at the WNBA show. And it's going to be a great conversation when we talk about the top five, because after the top five, I'm pretty sure we're going to mention, you know, those nominees and those honorable mentions, you know, and we're going to give our reasons as to why they, you know, they were nominated, as well as, you know, they're going to be, you know, mentioned for sure. But come on, let's dive right into it. You know, let's get into number five.
Honorable mentions on this show, or we doing it on a separate podcast?
I can see us doing it on a separate podcast. Like, I really think it would be robbery to our listeners if we didn't at least give them our nominees. If we can give them our nominees and then, you know, have another podcast where we break down why, then I think that would be dope.
All right, well, before we get into our top five, what nominees you had?
All right, so for me, my nominees for the honorable mention, coming back and forth, I had Dawn Staley, Shamiqua Holzclaw, Nneka Ogwumike, Asia Wilson.
Yeah. I mean, with Asia is in a tough spot right now because she ain't got the title. I think that she had the title, she probably would have been it was hard to get on this list. As much as we tried to, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause she actually, when we first did the list, she was on the list. And I had Asia at 23 on the list, like that. And you know, Nneka, man, she's a champ and an MVP.
Facts.
On the list. That's tough. And I know a lot of people gonna be like, this is what they're gonna talk about. And it's like, maybe she should have got in over Rebecca Brunson. You know what I'm saying? But that wasn't it right there. You know what I mean? So, I mean.
Yeah, but definitely next up, you know, there's going to be a 30 at 30. There's going to be a top 40. There's going to be a top 50. So, you know, she's definitely, like with Nneka, she's definitely next in line. And what kills me is that Nneka has been disappointed a lot this year. You know what I'm saying?
I felt bad, but that was a decision that, you know, we came to as a consensus. Like, Nneka was on this list, you know what I'm saying, the night we did the first episode.
Yeah, she was. She definitely was.
It is what it is. We had everybody can't go, man, and it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? It's 25 years, maybe, you know. I mean, I'm sure that she's going to – listen, we know who she is as a player and stuff like that.
Right.
And you know, Dawn Staley was hard, too. Remember, K-Dot, we was on the phone for 4 hours, right, when we was starting this show. And wasn't it about – we'll say literally like an hour and a half of it was like, where are we putting Dawn Staley?
You know? Yeah, literally.
You know, as much as, you know, I know you support Dawn Staley to the T and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And, like, how did it feel, you know what I mean, that you couldn't get her on the list, man?
like it did hurt, but I'm gonna tell you something. It makes sense why she was not a part of the 20 at 20. Again, when we look at the criteria, we're talking about the greatest WNBA players of all time. And that criteria has to have, you know, certain things that Dawn just didn't have as a WNBA player. Mm-hmm. Now, if we were talking about Olympics, that's a different thing. Yeah. You know, if we were talking about Virginia, that's a different thing.
Yep.
You know, if we were talking about coaching, ultimately, that's a different thing. Impact. You know, but
different.
But when it comes to the WNBA, you know, she just didn't do enough to be considered a top 25 WNBA player of all time. I understand culture. I understand impact. But again, this show is all about 94-50. I can't explain that enough. Mm. It's about 94-50. And she held her own, honestly. Six-time All-Star. She made the finals in 2001 and lost to the eventual champions, LA Sparks. You know, they had a magical run that year. They upset Cleveland. And then they upset the Liberty because it was actually a thing where you were expecting the Liberty and the Sparks to kind of, you know, kind of do their little rematch. But, you know, it didn't happen. Charlotte said, hey, let's crash the party. And that's what happened. But again, you know, it just wasn't enough compared to the other players on the list.
Yeah.
You know, when we do player by player comparison, it just wasn't enough. Yeah. But definitely, you know, kudos to Coach Don Staley. So, you know, but I think we already did part of the episode right there. So let's just jump right into the top five.
Yeah, let's jump right into the top five. And in this play, man, we have a two-time champion, two-time finals MVP, three-time WNBA MVP, eight-time All-Star, three-time All-Star Game MVP, eight-time All-WNBA first team, four-time All-WNBA second team, Defensive Player of the Year, Defensive First Team and Second Team, two times each, peak performer. She's on the top 15 players of all time and the top 20 at 20. I don't know why she's not on the All-Decade team. You know what I mean? Which is weird. But Lisa Leslie, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Easily a lock for top five. Like, really, we know Lisa Leslie, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, once that dominance from the Houston Comets, you know, once it ran dry, you know, Lisa Leslie was up next. She took the torch and ran with it, man, and had two, you know, really dominating seasons in 2001 and 2002, you know what I'm saying, to match that energy of those Lakers too. You know what I mean? Her career averages 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2 blocks. You know, first woman to dunk in a game, in a WNBA game and stuff, you know what I mean? And first woman to miss too. Like Lisa Leslie is a legend, okay? Like to the fifth power. She's a legend. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, value. Value. You know what, you know what she meant to the LA Sparks, you know, is, you know, immensely grateful, you know, for LA to have her. Of course, you know, I'm going to throw out the first thing that I want to talk about, right? When we talk about defense, you know, yeah, she ranks number one all time in defensive player rating at 87.5. She's one all time, right? And then when it comes to win shares, she is number two all time at 30.9. It's amazing how much of an impact, because like it's more so impact, you know, to the franchise,
Yeah.
You know, she's the originator of the LA Sparks. You know, she's like the household name. I can guarantee you that if someone who didn't know basketball, didn't play basketball, didn't watch basketball, when you say, I know you know Lisa Leslie.
Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I do know Lisa Leslie. Did she play for the Los Angeles Sparks?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so hands down, you know, Lisa Leslie definitely is a top five player all time. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that, you know, so. Big ups to Lisa Leslie. I'm gonna go against the WNBA right quick. Like, she's doing her thing as well in the Big Three, coaching triplets. 2020 Big Three champion with the triplets, and you know she's definitely trying to, you know, go for a back to back, you know, this year as they go through in the playoffs, you know, with triplets this year. So big ups to Lisa Leslie.
Yeah, facts. Of course, you know, most dominant big of all time, easily. And, you know, listen, we could talk about Lisa Leslie all day, man. You know what I mean? She came, she saw, and she conquered, man. You know what I mean? Congrats to her. Number five. Let's keep it going. Let's go to number four right now, man. And this player, man, another one of those ones, too, as well. Four-time champ, six-time All-Star, also got an All-Star MVP, five-time All-WNBA first-team selection, two-time second-team selection. She won the WNBA Defensive Player of the Year award three times. You know, also is a three-time winner of the WNBA MVP. Won the scoring title twice, steals leader twice, peak performer, you know, top 15 player all-time in WNBA top 20 at 20. And we talking about the original, you know, culture shifter when it came to, you know, women's basketball, as, you know, it was getting more prominent in the national media with her own shoe and everything like that. You know, they was calling her Michael Jordan and everything like that too as well. Listen, I had a pair of her shoes. Listen, you already know who we talking about. We talking about none other than Cheryl Swoops, man. K-Dot, man, like, what's your thoughts on Cheryl Swoops at number four?
Yeah, with Cheryl, listen, of course, Cheryl was a part of the, you know, of the big time Houston Rockets team that went four straight. Yep. And With Cheryl, like, there's no way Cheryl was not going to be a part of this top five. There was no way, let alone she was going to, you know, she wasn't going to be a part of the top 25. But arguably, you know, her name has come up as the greatest of all time. You know, So when your name comes up at the greatest of all time, you know, like, that's peak honor right there. So, you know. As far as going into, you know, her value, of course, just looking at some of the defensive value that she had. I mean, come on, ninth all time in defensive rating, sixth all time in defensive win shares. I mean, her 40 minutes in defensive win shares is incredible. Ranked ninth all time, and she's also, you know, number 24 all time in points. So from a defensive perspective, I mean, we look at her defensive numbers, you know, you turn back around and she has, you know, 4,875 points. You know, that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, especially for a three-time Defensive Player of the Year. A lot of times when you look at Defensive Player of the Year, especially on the wing, you know, on the wing, like, you don't see that a lot, you know. So Cheryl Swoops, hands down, you know, number four all-time on our list. You know, I think that, again, you know, she could, you know, be one of those names to go down as, you know, greatest of all time. So, you know, more power to Cheryl Swoops.
And our next one, bro. Number three. And I know they thinking like, yo, this such and such player. They ain't picked such and such player yet, man. Like, I don't know, man. Y'all gonna have to figure it out. At number three, we got a three-time champ, two-time finals MVP, also won an MVP award too as well. 10-time All-Star, 10-time WNBA first team, 4-time WNBA second team, top 15 players of all time, the 20 of 20 as well. Rookie of the year, 5-time scoring champ, and even led the league in assists, peak performer, 6-time winner of the Peak Performer Award, and also is right now the current all-time leading scorer by about 3,000 points. Y'all know who I'm talking about, man. Y'all call it a GOAT. I'm going to call it Diana Taurasi. You know what I mean? Third best player all time in the WNBA. All right, K-Dot, what's your thoughts on DT?
Yeah, everything that you said, times two. You know, with Diana Taurasi, you know, she ranks, you know, really she ranks top five to top 10 in almost every, you know, category that's not, blocks or rebounds. I think with Diana Taurasi, her at number three, it makes sense. And it's again, you know, I know that she's the all-time, you know, leading scorer by like 3,000, if you want to do the math, you can do the math. But, you know, at the same time, you know, we talk about impact and compared to the two players that we're getting ready to talk about, you know, it's just a different dynamic. But, you know, with Diana Taurasi, you know, there's a lot of talk of her being the greatest of all time. You know, that's valid. But again, is she the greatest of all time because she's just an all-time leading scorer, or is she really the greatest of all time because of, you know, what, how much of an impact she was, and she is because she's still an active player, you know, for the Phoenix Mercury and what she's done for the Phoenix Mercury that kind of helped catapult, you know, her into the conversation as greatest of all time. So just wanted to throw those value numbers back out there. One all-time in offensive win shares. She is number three all-time in win shares alone. And then just a little bit of advanced stats, her usage rate, she's number seven all-time at 28%. Oh, wow. And then she ranks, of course, like all-time in points, three-point makes, attempts, so she's very, very, very much needed in that conversation of greatest of all time because of, you know, what her statistical background is and her accolades. So, again, kudos to Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, definitely. Kudos to her, man. Definitely one of the great, lethal scorers and stuff like that. Like, she's a bucket too as well. Even at her age, man, she's still getting it popping and everything. So, yeah, salute to Diana Taurasi. And now there were two. And, man, this one was tough, man, because like, the accolades, the game and stuff like that, this one right here, special talent, man. And it was tough to put her at two, but I think that she earned that, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because, you know, she only got one championship, you know what I mean? She got one finals MVP, WNBA MVP as well, 10-time All-Star, 7-time first team selection, all WNBA, 5-time all WNBA second team selection as well. She won the Defensive Player of the Year award 5 different times. 10-time all WNBA defense second team all WNBA defense. She led the league in steals 8 different times, man. She won the Rookie of the Year award. She is on the WNBA top 20 at 20 team as well. What else? This list goes. She's the all-time steals leader. She is the all-time leading scorer in the playoffs. Rebounding, all-time leading rebounder in the playoffs too, as well as steals. She is a member of the all-decade team and the top 15 team as well for the WNBA. And that's none other than Tamika Catchings, AKA Catch. Also, another thing about Tamika Catchings on this list as well, and a lot of people don't know this. She is the only player in the top 25 of all time in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. She's the only player. You know what I mean? Like, that's special. And the reason why Tamika Catchings is number two on this list, you know what I mean, is that she did it with the Indiana Fever team that didn't have no real second player. All right. Now let's just say if Tamika had, you know, what Maya Moore had, you know what I'm saying? Or what, you know, Diana Taurasi had and stuff like that. What Sue Bird had. The energy will be real different. You know what I'm saying? Because that one right there, that was, we talk about one of the ones. You know what I'm saying? We talking about one of the ones, but this one was one of the ones. I got to see it up close, you know what I'm saying, as a practice player for the Fever and stuff, and seeing her just get after it every single day. And you know what I mean? Just the intensity and how she prepared for a game, and, like, you know, just being around her and seeing her, you know, just get after it, like I said, was just amazing. K-Dot, man, what's your thoughts on Catch?
Listen, you've said everything that I was going to say in regards to Catch. You can't ignore the accolades that you just mentioned. That is why she's number two all time. That's exactly why she's number two all time. At that point, and like when you look at the stats, right? One all time in defensive win shares. One all-time in win shares, period. Seventh all-time in defensive rating. 10th all-time in PER, which is the player efficiency rating. Come on. You know, offensive win shares. She's number two all-time in offensive win shares. Like, she's doing it on both the offensive end and the defensive end. Like, you can't ignore greatness. And Tamika Catchings, a.k.a. Catch, she's greatness at its peak, number two all time. So shout out to Tamika Catchings.
And think about this though, right? She also did all of that, you know what I'm saying? And was playing overseas consecutive. How many consecutive? Yeah, I think she did like 8 years in a row.
8 years, yeah.
8 years in a row, she's playing overseas and then coming back and doing that right there. That's crazy. What's really holding, you know, Tamika Catchings back is that she only got that one title. And that's right. Not even her fault, man. That is not her fault.
Right. She did it. She was in Indiana all by herself. Like from a superstar perspective, you know, she didn't have another superstar or another like high caliber all-star, you know, by her side.
Yeah.
You know, to actually do more. And we know that Indiana loves their basketball. And when Tamika Catchings, you know, had the field house rocking, she had the field house rocking. You know, so, you know, again, you got to shout out to Tamika Catchings, man. You know, second all time. You know, she could have easily been number one and be considered the GOAT, you know, easily.
Oh, man, but speaking of the GOAT, K-Dot. Speaking of the GOAT, man, and, man, before we get into this, man, K-Dot, like, thank you, man, for rocking out with me for these five episodes, man, you know, breaking down the top 25, you know, WNBA players, the greatest WNBA players of all time, man. Like, before we get to the final, player number one on the list, man. Like, what you've been thinking, man? What you thinking?
Yeah. First off, the pleasure is all mine. Thank you for, you know, giving us the opportunity to actually get this done and do it in such a charismatic and enthusiastic you know, manner. Because I'm telling you, like, the conversation that we had, like, the pre-production for this was almost four and a half hours putting players in, taking players out, ranking them at one number, putting them down another number. Like, it was so much fun actually going through it. And I couldn't have been more excited. And then to come back and then turn around and have that conversation that we had on Saturday, you know, discussing just players, you know, on Christina's platform, on her Women's Sports Wednesday, but actually happened on a Saturday that particular day. You know, that was amazing, because everybody was so enthusiastic when it came to, you know, people that were on stage. But then you also had the chat, like the chat box was going crazy. You know, people throwing names out, people getting, you know, people not necessarily getting upset, but people saying what when somebody threw a name out. So, you know, it was amazing. And I'm so happy that we were able to get this list done. And it was genius the way you decided to break the actual show into five different episodes. Like, I was really, really intrigued when you came up with that idea. So, you know, thank you again. You know, couldn't have a better host, couldn't have a better producer, executive producer. Like, I'm gonna just say it, we did the damn thing. So.
facts, yo. All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty with this one right here. So, and I'm assuming everybody know who the greatest player in WNBA history is. All right, and I'll just run down the accolades. You know what I'm saying? Four-time champ, four-time finals MVP, two-time WNBA MVP, three-time WNBA All-Star, four-time All-WNBA first team, three-time scoring champ, top 15 players all time, top 20 as well. Only played really, five seasons or whatever in the WNBA, but she's the greatest of all time in my book, in your book, you know what I mean? In a lot of people's books, you know what I mean? I'm sorry. She came in here with guns a-blazing. Also, she is the first player in WNBA history to score 500 points, 1,000 points, 2,000 points, and, you know, 2,500 career points as well. She scored 30 points or more, 16 out of 120 games, 92 game double figure scoring streak, basically. Left to coach the Phoenix Mercury. They came back to play. You know what I mean? Like, y'all know who it is, man. We talking about, listen, Cynthia Cooper, man. Cynthia Cooper Dyke. And as the number one ranked player in WNBA history. You know, like, she, K-Dot, when she came on, she came on. Remember, and the crazy thing was this, and, you know, 97, I'm young, you know what I mean? I guess during that summer, 14 years old, but we all knew Swoops. Like, I had a pair of Swoops shoes and stuff like that, you know what I mean? And when we started seeing this Cynthia Cooper, though, man, oh man, like, she put fear in a lot of players' hearts, man. The way she came out there and just doing her thing, man. Like, you know, we talk about Tina Thompson as, you know, the glue, you know what I mean, to bridge that gap with the young players and the vets or whatever. But Cynthia was, she was like, she was the GOAT. You know what I'm saying? What's your thoughts on Coop?
Yeah, hands down, the greatest WNBA player of all time. You know, with Cynthia Cooper Dyke, aka Coop, there's no way, like, this is my thing. You come into the league, right? You only have, really, she only had like 4.25 seasons because she only played 4 games in 2003, when she came back. So those 4 seasons that she was with Houston, you win the championship all 4 times.
Yep.
You're the first player to get to the points. You're the first player to get to the points milestones. Like, that's, you know, that's crazy. You know, your advanced stats coming in, you're number 2 in usage rate. 28.6, you're number 2 in usage rate. So whether it's longevity, whether it's a short career, she came into the league, if I'm not mistaken, I think she was and listeners, fact check me on Twitter when I say this, like, wasn't she in her like close to her mid 30s? Like early to mid 30s when she came on the scene in the WNBA? Like, I don't know the age exactly, but even still, like, for you to be at the age that you were and you knew you had a lot of mileage from a perspective of being overseas all of those years.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way you can't be the greatest WNBA player of all time and ranked number 1, you know. It's incredible. It's incredible. You know, 6th all time in PER, you know, 4th all time in offensive rating. Great. She even got a little bit of defensive rating in here too. She's 19th all time at 92.7. And then I don't even want to get into her playoff number. Her playoff numbers look like god doggone video game numbers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, with Coop, it again, it is what it is when it comes to the greatest. And, you know, she did that. And, you know, you're not going to tell me otherwise. Like, Cynthia Cooper is the greatest WNBA player of all time. And she deserves that. So, it is what it is.
That's a fact, man. You know, to close it out, man, it was dope watching her play, but, you know, of course, I started out as a Liberty fan and stuff like that, man. She used to give us hell.
Of course, man.
The only time we scared her was when, you know, Spoon hit that half court, that long shot, man, to win game 2.
Yeah, that's facts. I remember that. I remember that. Like, I don't know, like, I remember it, but, like, at the time, like, I didn't know what I wanted like to happen, because like at that point I was like, Houston gonna win another one, even though they still ended up winning the series. Yeah. Like, I legit thought Houston was gonna sweep them, and I think Houston thought that they were gonna sweep them too.
Yeah.
But that, you know, that shot was and still is, you know, one of the biggest shots in basketball history, you know, men or women. Yeah. So
I agree. All right, well, we made it to the end, K-Dot. We finally got top 25 WNBA players of all time podcast done, man. The list was great. I think that the listeners are going to love, you know what I mean, what we got going on and everything. So, yeah, man, with that being said, like, what was any final thoughts, man? Anything you want to say?
Listen, I really enjoyed, you know, going through this list and doing this list. Is going to be tons of great conversation. I can't wait to interact with you guys. you know, with the conversation. I know you guys are going to, just like we said, you're either going to give us hell for it or you're going to shower us with praise for it. And either way, you know, I'm ready for whatever smoke. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, great basketball talk. And this is, you know, arguably one of our best shows throughout our entire catalog. You know, whether it's WNBA, NCAA, NBA, real basketball talk, no hot takes. This was it. So, you know, I appreciate you, DA, and we can definitely, you know, sign off. But before we sign off, like, I need a DA's corner for the top 25. I need a DA's corner. Like, just give me like at least like a couple, you know, couple brief words, you know, how you felt about the whole list thing.
You know, the list is fun, man, and I think that it's going to, you know, have a lot of people speaking about it. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just saying, like, because I think the W is going to, you know, talk, you know, just give the players the top 25 and that's it, and they're gonna have the fan vote for the GOAT, which I don't think that the fan vote for the GOAT is gonna be crazy, because we all know who is going to be.
Right.
And like that's going to be crazy, you know what I mean? But I'm just glad that we was able to come together and you know, do our due diligence and rank these players and stuff like that. The crazy thing is, like, you know, we got 4 Minnesota team players in on top 25. That's crazy.
It is.
We got Houston, a bunch of players, multiple players and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely going to be talked about, man. You know what I mean? But the list, I think our list is good. When we judging from, like, you know, conversations we had with others and stuff on their own platforms and everything, I feel like, you know, our list is going to be really good. I know there's going to be some controversy and stuff, so I'm waiting for it. But for the most part, man, like, hey, man, we have fun, KDOT, man. And, you know, we got to the end.
Yep, that's a fact.
Back to the end of it and stuff. So, hey, we got out of here. Thank you to you listeners for supporting us as we, you know, talk about this monumental time podcasting right now. You know what I mean? Y'all got through 5 days of content from me and KDOT.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, straight up 5 days of straight great content. Like, exactly. Real for real.
Exactly. So, yeah, with that being said, don't forget to follow us. That's KDOT. At K.DH on Instagram and Twitter. I'm at 265 Media. Don't forget to follow WNBA Show on Instagram and Twitter as well. And please subscribe to the podcast and, you know, rate, review. We everywhere where you devour your podcast content. With that being said, we out of here. Love is love. Stay tuned. You know what I mean? We're coming up with more content and stuff now that this second half of the season is in full swing. You know what I mean? So stay tuned. Oh, yeah, don't forget www.265media.net. Hop on the website where we blogging and stuff like that. KDOT finally got his blogging debut popping. You know what I mean? We here to stay. All right. Well, with that being said, we out. Love is love. Peace.
Peace out.